Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are moving on to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to talk about this game on Sunday with Babe Laufenberg, the Cowboys radio analyst. He joins us now. Babe, welcome to the show, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. And if nothing else, I get out of this show, I learned a new word, positized.
Yep. Yep. I also closely linked to positism, which I said one time in an absolute brain fart. So if you stick around long enough, Babe, you will hear someone butcher the English language as if I was like Butcher Vachon himself in the heyday back in 1950s.
I love it.
Babe, do you look at this game as a game the Cowboys should win?
Oh, gosh, no. No. Where are you guys? Where are you located? Where's the show?
I believe that's Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland. So you didn't see the Browns play at home last year, I guess, or?
Oh, so we're remembering that. See, yeah. I like this.
No, I mean, geez. If I'm not mistaken, obviously I don't gamble. As Warren Buffett said, gambling is for the ignorant. But also, you can get suspended from the league now. But no, I mean, hey, you guys know it. The Browns are a good team. I believe they're favored, right? Are they not favored
they
in
are.
This game?
Yes, 2.5.
So, no, and that's going to be, you know, first game of the year. Those are always, I think, really difficult when you're on the road because, obviously, the home crowd is fired up. Everybody thinks they're going to the Super Bowl. I loved Kevin Stefanski during the week. He talked about somebody blowing air horn at 3:45 to get everybody into the stadium. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I really do. I see it going down to the end.
Babe, what's the vibe in Dallas when it comes to this Cowboys team coming into this year?
Well, the problem is, you know, this team is paying for the sins of the last 28, much like Cleveland, but in a different fashion. You guys haven't been to the Super Bowl, right? They expect the Super Bowl here, but that hasn't happened for 28 years. It hasn't happened that they've gone to the NFC Championship game for 28 years. They have not got out of the divisional round. So, consequently, there's not a lot of optimism here. I mean, there is and there isn't. You know, true Cowboy fans are like, hey, let's go, blah, 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 that's my team. I think the people that look at it closely see that this team on paper, and again, on paper, is probably not as good as last year's team. And that team got blown out by Green Bay in the divisional playoff round. So I wouldn't say the optimism is crazy high here. But here's the thing to me, they've got a great quarterback, and in my estimation, Dak Prescott is a great quarterback. I mean, he was an MVP runner-up last year to Lamar Jackson. They've got a great receiver in CeeDee Lamb. They've got a great pass rusher in Micah Parsons. And, they got a great corner in Trayvon Diggs. So when you can rush a pass or throw the ball, have a receiver, and cover somebody's best wideout, to me, that's a good start, good foundation for your football team, and that's what they have.
Babe, I'm a little bit confused at the Cowboys offseason and what the goal was. I know the goal was to save some salary cap here. But before I get to that, I am just curious, is there a working theory on why this team's been, you know, 12 wins a season regular the last three seasons, and then once you get into the playoffs, it's just it's a different team?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been that way here, and I couldn't tell you why. Again, I was shocked when Green Bay came in here last year, and it's 27-0 in the middle of the second quarter. And I don't say no one saw that coming, and how could you possibly see that coming? I have to repeat, you're paying for the sins of the past for these teams and the lack of playoff success. Really, ever since, you know, Troy Aikman retired, haven't been to the NFC Championship game, not even the Super Bowl, haven't been to the championship game in 28 years. And I know you guys have obviously suffered a lot of bad football up there in Cleveland, but, you know, that appears to be changing in a big way there.
Babe, is there any kind of concern in Dallas about a hangover effect from that Green Bay loss?
It's a good question. I don't think so. I think enough time obviously passes that you don't go into the opener of the next year 7 months later or 6 months later and you're thinking about that game. So no, I don't think there is. But again, you know, they kick it off and we'll see what happens. What I do think is funny, you talked about you know, Mike McCarthy, and he's kind of on the hot seat there. And the funny thing is, so McCarthy and Kevin Stefanski, you're going to have that little handshake pregame, and you know how they stand around, they talk a little bit, and say, hey, good luck to you at the end of it, even though they don't mean it, right? Stefanski is 37-30, right? And he just got a contract extension. Haven't won a playoff game. McCarthy is 42-25. He's 36-15 in the last 3 years. He's won a playoff game, and there's talk of firing him. I just think the juxtaposition of these two coaches shaking hands with, again, and I think Stefanski's a heck of a coach and he's done a great job, and you had a whole, you know, organization to turn around up there. But I just think it's funny. He's 37-30 in the last 3 years. McCarthy is 36-15, and McCarthy is the one that they're talking about firing, and Stefanski gets an extension to Jude.
Babe Loffenberg, Cowboys. Oh, go ahead, bud. Sorry.
No, I just say that's Dallas. That's the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. And the expectation.
Babe Loffenberg on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So if I'm Nick Wilson in Cleveland looking for a weakness, looking for a way to beat the Cowboys, let's start on the offensive side of the ball. How do you slow down or bottle up or get the best of Dak Prescott?
Well, I think one thing that's going to help a little bit is C.D. Lamb, you know, just was signed a week ago, so he's going to be on a pitch count. My philosophy is you better have him healthy in the fourth quarter and have him ready for that last two-minute drive, because I do think it's going to come down to that. And the last thing you want to do is have to sub C.D. Lamb out, you know, on that game-winning drive. We saw Baltimore, right, have one last night. They didn't win it, but you got to come down at the end. And that's the way, you know, a lot of these games, as you well know, are decided in those last 2 minutes. You either got to score or stop the other team from scoring. You know, the running game for the Cowboys, I don't anticipate it being great. You know, the running backs are probably in the bottom third of the league if you just look top to bottom of, you know, who you have in your backfield. They've got two older players, obviously, in Zeke Elliott and Dalvin Cook, both great players at one time. We'll see how much they have left. But, you know, they can throw it. You know, Dak can throw it. The tight end is good. Ferguson, he's a really good, solid NFL tight end. And you got, you know, one of the top wide receivers, obviously, in the league in C.D. Lamb. So offensively, they can still do some damage.
How do you expect Dallas's offensive line to hold up against the Browns' defensive front?
Well, that's a good question, because I couldn't give you a definitive answer. They're going to have two rookie starters. The center, Cooper Beebe, who has never played center before, by the way, in his life.
Wow.
Until this training camp. But he's performed very well, but now, you know, you're up there in Cleveland, all that noise, trying to make calls. And we'll see how he handles that. And then Tyler Guyton, the left tackle. Welcome to the NFL. That's number 95 across from you. He's a rookie. Now, he's a first-rounder. I think he's got tremendous potential, and thought he played really well in the preseason. And I know, honestly, in the preseason, you can always look at it and say, well, they didn't play anybody. He went against the threes. Well, when they played the Raiders, Max Crosby started that game, played, I think, the first quarter, and he had about four or five rushes against Tyler Guyton, who's, again, the Cowboys' rookie left tackle. And, you know, he held Max Crosby out on all those. And if you know Max Crosby, it's not, you say, well, but it's preseason. He doesn't know the difference between minicamp, preseason, regular season, or Super Bowl. I mean, that guy is coming. So he acquitted himself well. But again, Myles Garrett, as you guys know, that's a whole different cat over there.
Babe Laufenberg on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm curious, you know, I know Chris asked about the hangover from the Packers from the playoff game. And then I'm just curious about the hangover from the drama with Dak's contract and CeeDee Lamb's contract and Jerry Jones very much so being Jerry Jones. Is that an element that we should watch for? Not even just in this game, but maybe early in the season.
I think if you're here in Dallas, as they say, it comes with the dinner. So I think if all this was going on in another organization, it might throw them into upheaval, but you know, it's almost expected here. You know, it's just different. And again, Mike McCarthy is sitting there saying, "Wait a minute, I've gone 12-5 in each of the last 3 years. The only team that's won more games than we have, and I understand it's regular season, but are the Kansas City Chiefs." And we're talking about me playing for my job, and he's on the last year of his contract. But again, that's just like ordinarily that would be the story, right, on a football team. And here it's you got 10 stories going on. So, again, it kind of comes with the dinner. The funny thing I think very quickly is Mike McCarthy has been the head coach in two of the most different organizations, the way they're run, the way they're handled, everything about them. I mean, he was head coach for the Green Bay Packers, which doesn't have an owner, and then he's head coach for the Dallas Cowboys, which has obviously the most visible owner and the guy who wants to be out front in the NFL. So the job description changed for Mike McCarthy when he got here.
Babe, what would you ballpark it, the chance that Dak Prescott is in his last season as Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback?
Once upon a time, I thought it kind of unthinkable because, as you guys well know, in Cleveland, you can go a lot of long time looking for that guy, right? Mm-hmm. I remember Bill Parcells, he was at training camp here and head coach, and somebody mentioned something about, you know, getting a franchise quarterback. And at that time, he was going through Quincy Carter and some other guys. Tony Romo had yet to become a starter here. And anyway, he said, what do you think? We're not looking for a quarterback? He said, what do you think? You just pick up the phone and dial 1-800 starting quarterback? He says, there's been teams dialing that number for 10 years. And there are. I look at the Jets, right? You took Sam Darnold at number 3. And, hey, maybe he has a great year in Minnesota this year. But that didn't work out. Then you take Zach Wilson at number 2. I mean, top 5 quarterback picks, and they're still looking for a quarterback. Obviously, they got Rodgers now, and he's 40 years old. But, you know, does he play this year? And then they're looking for a quarterback. And, again, you guys have experienced it in Cleveland ad nauseum. So the notion that, yeah, we'll just get another quarterback that's as good as Dak, again, you go 10 years looking for that guy. I look at Washington, you know, Kirk Cousins. They let him go. And whatever you think of Kirk Cousins, he's about 10 times better than anything they've had since he's been there. We'll see what Jaden Daniels does this year.
Babe, excellent stuff, buddy. I wish the Cowboys no luck, but you personally, I really appreciate your time. Best of luck, and thanks again. Great stuff.
Absolutely appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Enjoy Sunday.
You too, but not that much. Babe Laufenberg there, Cowboys radio analyst on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Every time I said babe, I was just trying not to make eye contact with somebody because I didn't want to make it awkward in the store. We'll react to what babe had to say.
You
about
just made it awkward right now.
Because
course.
I was looking right you right in the eyes.
No,
I said babe.
Just by bringing that up.
Well, babe, you know, react to babe.
You didn't really have to. You made it awkward. You chose to make it awkward.
And I often do.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like he made my case for me. Chris, you fight what Babe just had to say and see if you can overcome that dose of reality he just shared.
So Keith shared something with us that when it comes to betting lines and stuff like that,
yeah,
there was a study conducted that found home field advantage being worth an estimated 1.8 points on average. Mm.
So that means that the Browns as 2.5-point favorites are getting another 0.7 because they're 0.7 points better than the Cowboys.
Well, that
that's
is
all
the well, that's the average for home field advantage.
Okay.
Maybe there's a little bit more juice to that because it is the dog pound, because yeah, it is
so you,
Browns.
You believe in home field advantage but not momentum.
Yes,
just,
that's
I'm just trying
correct.
To,
of course.
Trying to build our belief ladder
yes.
here, as it were.
Home field advantage matters. Sometimes the offense can't hear the calls. Sometimes the raucous crowd gets to them a little bit.
So does that actually, I don't know why the hell I didn't take that angle earlier. It's a great angle. I really should have just said, because it's at home, if this was on the road, I'd feel totally different.
I mean, I would feel a little bit different, I would think.
I do think from the defensive side of things,
yeah,
considering the defense was Jekyll and Hyde, home versus road,
mm-hmm,
I do think that's a part of this. I also think it paints a picture that I think people in Dallas feel the same way about the Cowboys as people in Cleveland feel about the Browns.
In terms of what?
There's a lot of doubt there.
Okay.
And so I think that's an interesting spot in this game. What?
I mean, we talk about this all the time, and you poo-poo it all the time, but there are levels to good. There are levels to great.
I didn't poo-poo it.
Yes, you
I
have.
I did not poo-poo
multiple
it.
Multiple times.
I do not recall poo-pooing it. And I would remember poo-pooing it. Aw, little man's here. Aw, that is awesome. Ha! That's the best. By the way, did I mention we're at Rally House? And I should say Rally House.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
No, I mean, I think what – I just think it's an interesting thing that most of the time, the Friday before the opener or the Friday before a game, you have somebody on who covers that team, and they are effusively praising that team. I think it's interesting because I think now – I'm in a safe spot here that – I think I'm ready to hear your Deshaun MVP conversation that we're going to have earlier.
Ooh. So I think there is a pathway to Deshaun winning MVP. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I think he's, I don't know, 100-1, 75-1, something. I think it's worth a buck or something like that, just because there's a pathway to it. And I think if you start here, chances are it's going to be a quarterback, okay? Mm-hmm. Chances are it's going to be a quarterback on a team that finishes first in the division or finishes between 10 and 12 wins, something like that. And I think early on in the season, with the Browns not having Nick Chubb and with some questions along the offensive line, you could look at this situation and say, well, they could win because of that guy,
mm-hmm,
right? The thing that was held against Tua and Brock Purdy last year is that people were trying to figure out, okay, how much of their success was due to them? How much of it was due to the coaching? How much of it was due to the other pieces on the roster? With Deshaun, you know, yeah, they have weapons offensively. They brought in Jerry Jeudy, but there are questions about him. There are still questions about Amari Cooper. So I don't think it's the same situation as you're playing alongside Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. You're playing alongside Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. There are different levels to this. So for Deshaun, if he plays well and he becomes the reason that the Browns are winning, especially early on in the season, and they start off 4-0, 5-0, if they beat Dallas, they could win every game up until that Philly game. That builds a case. That builds a narrative. He does it without Nick Chubb. He does it with the questions along the offensive line. And he does it for a team that isn't supposed to be the Chiefs this year.
I think people might look at this situation and say that Deshaun has a better chance at comeback player of the year than
well,
he does
sure.
MVP.
But that's...
I would actually disagree it's with you.
Going down a little level.
I think comeback player of the year award is one that is involved in sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Deshaun's coming off an injury, I think sympathy is with Aaron Rodgers.
As much of a lightning rod
as he is. I think sympathy is, I'm trying to think who else, Joe Burrow. I don't think you're ever going to get voters this early in the game to vote for a sympathy award for Deshaun Watson, because I think the expectation will be, oh, well, he finally paid it off. So I actually think, in a weird way, the tougher thing to attain is probably easier to attain, because that's more of a who's the best quarterback in the NFL.
I think the other thing that plays into Deshaun's hands when you talk about this is that people expect Mahomes to be great. People expect Lamar Jackson to play at an MVP level. Dak is coming off a season where he finished second in MVP. So I think people expect him to be really, really good. Josh Allen is a little bit different because of some of the losses that he had on offense, mainly Stephon Diggs. But when there's this different expectation, you don't have the same kind of bar to clear.
Mm-hmm.
For Deshaun, he doesn't have that high bar that he has to clear. Like Mahomes, in order for him to get MVP, he has to be great like every single week. He has to top himself. That's really, really difficult for him to do. Deshaun just has to be, to form a narrative and to form a case, he's just got to be much more consistent than he has been since coming to the Browns. And he's got to show flashes of the guy who was once in the MVP conversation in Houston.
I
don't know if it's still in there. I don't. I have no idea if it's still in there. But I'm willing to take a chance to see if it is.
I think for Deshaun to have any chance at
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This, I think he has to be like head and shoulders better than anybody. And I think that's what makes
really?
Sense. Yeah.
Why?
Because I do
because
think.
Because of the off the field stuff?
I mean, I think that's part of it. Uh-huh. I also think, I kind of similar to how I said comeback player of the year,
yeah.
I do think there's going to be a point where they go, well, he should be this good, right? Mm-hmm. And I think if it's – because I think MVP now is a tight race. Like you could have sold Dak or Lamar or Patrick on any given year as an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
And I do think it's not going to take a lot to hold Deshaun back. Like I think Deshaun has to be clear. Like Lamar last year, mm-hmm. that was a holy crap – people didn't believe that he had that in him anymore. Like, that was even better than his initial
right.
MVP season.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the baggage of what Deshaun has.
Well, that's the thing about Deshaun. People wonder if Deshaun still has it in him. You know what I mean? And if this offense is going to be tailored to Deshaun, and it's going to be more Deshaun-specific than what it has been, and there isn't going to be a little pull from Kevin Stefanski to say, I'm just going to lean on Nick Chubb in my defense, especially early on in the season, then there is an opportunity for him to put up big-time numbers. And he's got some weapons in the passing game to do it.
So I know we've had a big conversation on Deshaun, and we'll get more into it in the 5 o'clock hour, because I do think it bears consideration putting some specifics on this.
Yeah.
But in terms of this week specifically, beyond Deshaun, where's the area of concern, or where are the area of concerns for you?
I think, obviously, for me, it comes down to offensive line. And, you know, I don't really know how to speak about production of an offensive line, but just a level of comfort that they could potentially provide to this quarterback and to this offense against an elite pass rusher in Micah Parsons, against a defense that I think has the ability to be top five, top 10 in the NFL. That's one of the areas that I look at. And the other one is what we talked about. Nick Chubb has always been a security blanket for Kevin Stefanski for this offense. And just that element being removed and not being able to lean on the rushing attack the way that the Browns have been able to in the past, I think that's something that I'm going to be monitoring early on, and that's something that gives me some concern, especially in week one.
I mean, it's kind of a catch-22, though. It really is, because if the offensive line, specifically tackles, were healthier coming into this game, I'd probably say, whether it's Deshaun or the running game, oh, well, we got a good offensive line.
What's that? Yeah, sure.
There is a part of me that, though, like, I know having Nick Chubb is the ultimate Band-Aid. It's the ultimate whoopee. It's the ultimate feel-good. Plenty of teams get by without Nick Chubbs. And that doesn't mean that Nick's not important, but at least in the short term, early in the season, as defenses come out of hibernation, between Jerome Ford, Deontay Foreman, and Strong, I do think you should be able to get adequate production, even if you're still going to have to win through the air. And that is my expectation, by the way, because of the O-line concerns. I think you're going to have to win at least – I think you have to win more through the year than you did through most of last year when the meat of the season, it was the running game that saved your bacon.
I agree.
Now, are you at all in any way concerned about the defense not playing together, not having a lot of – it's not even about preseason, it's about even in practice.
No, not really, because I think there's so much talent on the defensive side of the ball, and I believe so much in their defensive coordinator that – he is one of the best in the NFL at what he does. So I think he finds a way to make it work, especially early on. And look, I mean, you can sit there and you can nitpick certain areas on defense for the Browns. Like, you can sit there and say, well, I don't know about the linebacker spot. What about Jordan Hicks? What about Devin Bush?
So it's actually not – can I just hop
sure,
in there?
Sure,
the Hicks thing, the only thing that scares me is it's his first year calling the defense, and he really wasn't out there in the preseason or in camp. And I think that – I do – because I think it's great that McLeod's back, because I don't think it was a coincidence that you saw fluctuations in protection when Robbie wasn't out there to call it. But I think knowing the importance of middle linebacker, I think Hicks will be an upgrade over AWOC over the course of 17 games. But I think in this game, it is a real concern I have if I have one from that defense.
I agree. But the rest of that defense, oh, man. The secondary, you understand what they're capable of. And then you believe, I think there's enough belief in the defensive line that they're going to be able to both stop the run, especially when it's Dallas's running attack. Are you kidding me? I don't even know what that is. That they're going to be able to stop the run, make the Cowboys one-dimensional. And by doing that, obviously they have the guys that can put heat on the quarterback and make Dak uncomfortable and maybe take Dallas out of the rhythm. So I think even though there may be some of those questions that you have from the linebacker spot, because you can't build everything perfect, right? Even though you're not going to have like 11 different players that you're fully confident in on the defensive side of the ball, or every single level of the defense that you're going to feel good about. But I think what they do have is the kind of pass rush and the kind of defensive line that can mask some of those weaknesses that the Browns have. So I just don't have a ton of concerns about the defense. I think the Browns have a really good shot, Nick, to be the best defense in the NFL again.
I enjoyed my 5 minutes with him much more than my first two and a half hours. Math is hard.
Yes.
With you.
My son is a ham.
He is. I don't know where he got
that.
It from.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not like somebody I know that is like an undercover ham. No, not at all.
I always go up to him and say, I shall call you Mini-Me.
He is. He is.
Oh, yeah.
But thankfully, he got his looks from his mom.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey-o.
Yeah.
See, that he did.
You can't refute that.
No, I can't.
Because then she might take umbrage. By the way, this Friday injury report brought to you by Slater and Zers. Experience you need, results you want, visit SlaterZers.com to get your free consultation. The news today, Jed Wills is out. Jack Conklin has been practicing, but it's either going to be Jack Conklin or James Hudson on Sunday, or Jack Conklin and James Hudson. I'm not alone here thinking, let it just be Jack Conklin, right?
Yeah, I think Jack Conklin. Even if he's less than 100%, I'd still have more confidence and comfort with him doing it.
I just thinking about like the thing about the idea of platoons in sports.
It's weird.
It's especially weird. Now, thank God, no one tries it at quarterback.
Yeah.
Somebody did, like a couple years, I cannot remember who, but somebody said before going into a game, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, that they were going to, oh, we're going to give this guy a few snaps and you might see the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could remember because it'd make for much better sports talk radio. I remember then thinking it was the dumbest thing. Doing that with left tackle might not be that far off the dumb tree, if that's really what they're going to do.
Got to have continuity, right? Got to have chemistry. Got to have togetherness. All that kind of stuff. Got to be in rhythm. Got to have a feel for the game. So I'm right there with you. I've made my opinion on Hudson pretty clear, but I just don't think that that's the guy that you want out there week one, protecting a quarterback who's coming off a shoulder injury, who has not handled pressure all that well since becoming a Brown.
Now, Jed Wills is out. But Jack Conklin is considered questionable for this game. And some of the other entry here, Hicks was a full participant, Mo Hurst, Jefferson, Nathaniel Watson, all full, and Wright, all full participants in practice today. And so that is the injury report there, brought to you by Slater and Zers. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZers.com to get your free consultation. What is your thing against thumbs up?
Well, I don't know. The way that you do it is just so over the top. And if we're being perfectly honest, and we're trying to not spare feelings, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, so we've done that previously. Yeah. We've spared feelings for the first 2.5 hours.
It's a little dorky.
Okay. One, you calling anyone else a little dorky is richer than Jeff Bezos. All right. Two, having enthusiasm isn't dorky.
Enthusiasm's fine.
I've got to make up for your lack of vibes. All right. Because you're in your era's era. You're in your Taylor era where you just want to presume this cool, calm, collected. Somebody's got to carry the vibes on the show. And thumbs up is a universal sign. Like, there are a few things that transcend language and culture, and somebody smiling with one thumb up or two thumb up, it is impossible not to connect with that unless you are, I'm guessing, a monster.
I don't think anybody wants a picture with you giving the thumbs up.
Is that why everybody keeps getting pictures with me with my thumbs up?
Well, you're doing the thumbs up. They're not choosing to take that picture knowing that you're doing the thumbs up. They're just required to take that picture.
Oh, you're required?
Because, yeah, they're here.
That's prison
they're
sentence.
Here at Rally House. They're getting some merch. And
merch. I'm so cool. I say words like merch.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, they want to take a picture in front of the big sign. I.O.
Yeah, thumbs up.
No.
Yeah. What if every time there's somebody in a picture with us, I hit them with a thumbs up, and every time it's just me and you, I display another finger?
Well, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, for who?
For anybody involved.
Well, because then I won't be trying too hard, because I'll be matching your level.
Yeah, see, again, there's middle ground here that you can probably find.
Yeah.
You don't have to be way over the top or on the other end of the spectrum.
You don't have to be way understated.
No.
You can rise up.
I'm just here. Just here, chill, smiling, having a good time.
Did you just use the word chill? You described me in exuberance, giving people a thumbs up in pictures.
But like,
that's
it's
nerdy,
not a
and
genuine
you just
one.
Used the word chill.
That's the difference here. It's not a genuine one.
Do you not have Riz? Are we going to start?
Oh,
are you gonna talk?
Don't even bring
up
Riz.
Is your aura points down?
Oh, jeez.
Is that...
I can't believe you know that term.
I have 10-year-olds and 13-year-olds. Look at that. There we go.
There it is. Thumbs up. Okay.
See, they wanted those vibes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They needed those vibes.
I think
vibes.
They just wanted to take the picture with Mac.
Look at that. Right there. See? A thumbs up.
There
I got
go.
A thumbs up back.
Yes.
See?
Uh-huh.
If you throw out a thumbs up to the universe gives you a thumbs up back.
But
if you throw up the bird, the universe gives you the bird back.
You don't have to pick one of the two. There are other things that you can do.
Name them.
Smile. Wave.
I also smiled.
Chuck the deuces.
I also waved.
Yeah, chuck the deuces.
Chuck the deuces.
Yes.
Wow, I forgot. We got trendsetter Deuces Fedor over here. All right, guys, come on out to Rally House and meet John Travolta circa 1977.
What's
Deuces
next
Fedor.
We going to do bunny ears?
We're going to go.
Is that what you're going to do?
What's up, brethrens?
There you go. You can do the finger
point.
You want to do the gun point?
Hey, homie. Glad to see you're in my crib today. Is that where we're going with that?
Sure.
Because it's just a chill vibe.
That's right.
Up on these streets. That's
thumbs
you talking.
Up.
That's you talking,
you do
not
two
me.
Thumbs up here. That's ridiculous. These poor people are walking out of here. They've got a picture of you, and there you are.
Well, yeah, that's
all dorky
the problem.
In the background
that's
with a thumbs
problem.
Up.
Oh, yeah, and they got you like Vanilla Ice circa 1989. Just stealing riffs from Queen.
Just
that's
playing
you
it
are.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Just being me.
474-0092. Fedor's wrong on the thumbs up. Am I right? Let's go with Peter. Peter, welcome to the show.
I'm sure that's what he wants
good
to
Good afternoon,
talk.
Gentlemen.
What's
good
up,
afternoon.
Man?
If I gave you a exuberant thumbs
but
up when
not,
I saw you.
It's not genuine. It's not authentic.
You,
it's
you
over the
to
top.
Judge that. You don't get to judge that. Would you like that, Peter?
I'd give you one right back, my friend.
Yeah, because this is America, Chris.
That's right.
And that's Fedor, how we do
Fedor's
things.
Fedor's trying to act too cool for school. Don't worry about yourself, Fedor. Don't worry about other people enjoying their lives.
I've got to be in the picture
others.
With him, though. That's the difference.
Oh, no. You're in a picture with
I know.
Nick Wilson. Bummer. You
I know.
You should be throwing up a thumbs up because you're in a photo with Nick Wilson.
Yes.
Is this your
yes.
cousin?
This might be my long-deceased father. Peter, keep going.
My biggest concern with the season, I have moments where I feel super confident, and I have moments where I go, oh, we're probably going to go like 6-11 or 7-10. I just flip-flop so much. My biggest concern is the defense, and more so not the talent. I know we have so much talent. Best defense last year. I'm worried about them getting out over their own skis in terms of their opinion of themselves. I'm worried about them displaying arrogance versus confidence, which I think is a big difference, and I think a lot of people have downfalls when they become way too arrogant versus confident.
So I think it's interesting what you're saying, Peter, and hey, big thumbs up to you, buddy.
Big thumbs up back, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Peter. It's been interesting to hear the reaction from Sound from Berea today because or just this week in general. Like Ken Dorsey was talking about the balance of structure in basically not shackling a quarterback.
Yeah.
And within that, he was like, well, we got, you know, Deshaun has this talent and you gotta acquiesce mm-hmm. to that talent. And people are like, whoa, too high a praise for this right now. Talking too big of a game. And Deshaun was excited about the offense. And, oh, too high a praise. And which was weird because I do think the 3 weeks prior where everybody had been like, Ricky Bobby, car ran real good.
Yeah.
Where they were understated. I just think people are looking too hard at some of the messaging coming out of an organization that purposefully says nothing. And even when they say something, they're also still saying nothing.
Yeah. I think you also have to be true to yourself. And I think you have to be true to the identity that you want to create. This defense is one that they've got some talkers, right? If you think about their defensive coordinator, he is a fiery, feisty guy. So they're kind of taking on that personality. And they have players that are fiery and feisty. And if you take that away from them, or if you tell them to be different than that, I think that can have a negative effect.
So what you're saying is, if you're putting out to the universe who you want the universe to see and the vibes that you want the universe to see, like a thumbs up, you shouldn't limit that.
You have completely lost me.
Because, no, I mean, what you were saying about you don't want to limit the vibes and try and change how people are. So if somebody's a thumbs up and exuberant guy, that's not nerdy, that's cool because that's who they are.
No, I didn't say anything about cool or nerdy pertaining to the Browns defense
I said that to you. Mac is shaking his head. People around here are shaking their head. I think everybody heard that exact same thing just right out of you right there. 216-474-0092. What do you make of the messaging coming out of Berea? I just think... I do think it's a sign that we're looking in all the wrong places for anything to make us feel good or bad about the Browns.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.